Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae is returning record amounts of money to Mississippians, whether it's through the College and Career Savings Program or the millions in unclaimed money awaiting your claim. Treasurer David McRae says get your application and claims today. Treasury.ms.gov.
He is, quite possibly, one of the most powerful men in Hollywood that few people back in his home state of Mississippi have ever heard of. A fellow Mississippian whose path down a long and winding road took him from the laid-back country roads lifestyle of the Magnolia State to the L.A. freeway. Who would have thunk it? One day a Mississippi kid sacking groceries, and the next, big-time producer, packaging movie and television projects. In a moment, I'll tell you not how the story ends, but how we got to here, because the next chapter is yet to be written. That's next on this episode of Mississippi Magic, titled The Long and Winding Road. After this, from our friends at Divinity Equipment. You know, in Mississippi, wintertime is not downtime. If anything, it's the time we handle big projects we didn't have time for in the summer. And that's why Divinity Equipment in Jackson and Madison never rest when it comes to their rental division, making sure you have the quality equipment, good inventory with the best prices and services on the rental of tractors and excavators, backhoes, mowers, and so much more. Do this. Check the website before you come in or call. It's all there and backed by the best family-owned services in the entire industry. Divinity Equipment, Jackson and Highway 51 North in Madison, Mississippi. And now back to this episode of Mississippi Magic titled The Long and Winding Road. After graduation, he shook the Mississippi dust from his hills and went west to accept a job that would ultimately decide his lifetime path. To this point, I say that because the Mississippi native recently announced a bit more stunning news that's caught the attention of millions in California. More on that later. He arrived in Los Angeles in 1968, driving a black Oldsmobile with maroon interior, $700 in his wallet, a rack of clothes in the back seat, and a law degree from Ole Miss. Found a place to live and started his job as a greenhorn young lawyer serving as an in-house counsel for Capitol Records. As a matter of fact, his first bit of notoriety would be made as the youngest lawyer for Capitol Records negotiating contracts for some of the biggest names on their label. Now that's a pretty good winding road from sacking groceries as a youth in Mississippi. Then, just 2 years removed from graduation at Ole Miss, he made the decision to leave the California company and, together with a few partners, formed their own entertainment law firm. That was quite a risk. In just 5 years, he and his partner's law firm grew into one of the industry's most successful, packaging some of the biggest movies and television projects, and at the same time providing contract representation for many of Hollywood's most famous actors. Oh, and I might also throw in here, at the same time handling business and entertainment industry mergers worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And then a little later, when that law partnership was dissolved, he started his very own company devoted to film production and the personal management of talent. And since then, the long and winding road on the business side of Hollywood has taken the Mississippian into legendary status. His name is recognized as one of the biggest in the industry as an acclaimed Hollywood film producer, talent manager, lawyer, book packager, author, Broadway producer, and as we hear from just one of his many appearances given to pass it on to the next generation, the title also of motivational speaker.
Of all the people that I've either managed or employed in the various movies that I produced, I realized there was four common denominators of their personalities and character. The four essential and attainable elements for stardom in anything you do: identify a talent that you have. Number two, summon your rage. Number three, assemble a team of people to help you. And four, learn to get lucky. Someone says, well, I'm a good housewife and I know domestic stuff, but I really don't have a talent. Martha Stewart's out of jail and got two shows on the air. Then my lobby of the law firm, there was this very large, heavyset African-American sitting on the floor in my lobby, and he jumps up and he runs at me, and he's got on a gray overcoat and bedroom slippers, and he says, "You got to represent me. I hear you're the best record lawyer in the world. You got to represent me. I got this tape here." You know, I didn't know who this guy was. And there are a lot of crazy people in L.A., I might add. And I says, "Well, to be honest with you, you've got to have at least $500 to open up a file in the law firm." He says, "Listen, the only thing I have in my life of value is this tape. You're going to be my lawyer, and I'm coming back with $500. 3 days later, he came back into my office, having walked to my office from South Central L.A. He walked 12 miles, and he walked into my office, and he said, "I got $500. You're my lawyer." Now, by then, I had listened to the tape, and I was the first to ever hear the melodious, deep voice of Barry White. I was lucky that he knocked on my door. But here was a man who had nothing, who had a commitment, who knew he had a talent. He knew he had to get it out. He found someone to help him get where he needed to go.
Born and raised in Clarksdale, Mississippi, by his loving parents, Angelo and Ann, the young man who took a long and winding road to Hollywood is named Larry. Larry Thompson. His trust has been held by the biggest names in Hollywood as clients. Drew Barrymore, Jason and Justine Bateman, Linda Blair, Delta Burke, Cindy Crawford, Shannon Doherty, David Hasselhoff, Joan Rivers, Merle Haggard, William Devane, and more than 200 others. His outstanding productions have received nominations for 10 Emmy Awards and even one Golden Globe nomination. In 1998, Mississippi's Larry Thompson was voted Showman of the Year by the U.S. Television Fan Association. And also the Seymour Heller Award for Lifetime Achievement in Talent Management by the Talent Managers Association and an induction into the Personal Managers Hall of Fame in 2016, the latter two being the highest honor a talent manager can receive. But Larry Thompson would tell you that one of his greatest awards came May 20th, 2017, when he was chosen to be knighted in Rome, Italy, into the Order of St. Martin of Mount of the Beatitudes, knighted as a patron of the arts and protector of the most needy. Oh, and I mentioned earlier that that long and winding road still had many miles to travel, and the people of California are taking note. Here's why. Clarksdale's Larry Thompson has announced to the 37th District in California that he's throwing his hat in the ring to add the title of congressman to that impressive resume. That election is coming up March 3rd, 2020. The top two candidates will vie for the seat on November 3rd, 2020. Larry Thompson understands the uphill battle for someone in California who decides to take on a four-time incumbent Democrat named Congresswoman Karen Bass. And one more thing. As a young Mississippi graduate just getting the feel of the business side of showbiz, Larry Thompson of Clarksdale, that youngest lawyer working at Capitol Records, well, his task was to negotiate individual contracts for each member of a popular singing group that called it quits and officially broke up. That singing group that Larry Thompson helped continue their own individual journeys down that long and winding road was named the Beatles.
The long and winding road.
Larry Thompson of Clarksdale, Mississippi. Just one more of our fellow Mississippians who reached for the stars and because of his talents and commitment has been helping those stars shine brighter and longer with a bit of Mississippi magic.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.